Joshua chapter 3. This is about Israel crossing the Jordan. They've come up out of Egypt, been 40 years or so in the wilderness. Moses has died, and now Joshua is leading them finally into the land of Canaan. So in the morning, Joshua and all the people arose early. And you often read that people rose up early. God's people rose up early. So that shows that don't lounge around in bed if you're doing God's work. They left the camp and they went to the Jordan River where they camped. After 3 days, the leaders went throughout the camp of Israel and said to the people, "When you see the priests carrying the Ark of Yahweh your God, then you are to take up your tents and follow them. This is the way that you have never been before, so they will show you the way that you must go. But do not approach too near to the Ark." They were to remain about nearly a mile behind it. Joshua said to the people, "Sanctify yourselves, because tomorrow Yahweh is going to do great miracles among you." Then he told the priests to take the ark and to go with it in front of the people, and they obeyed him. Yahweh said to Joshua, "What I do today is going to make the Israelites all honor you and respect you, and they will realize that I am with you as I was with Moses. So tell the priests carrying the ark that when they reach the river, they are to go in and stand near the bank." Then Joshua said to the people, "Come unto me and listen to what Yahweh your God has to tell you. As you go forward, he is surely going to drive out the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and Jebusites. And you will know that the God of the living ones is among you when the Ark of Yahweh, the Lord of all the earth, crosses the Jordan ahead of you." Well, God had said that he would surely drive out all the tribes, but we're going to read that, in fact, Israel could not drive them out. Why was that? Well, God had made it possible for them to enter the kingdom and possess it, but they chose not to. They didn't believe what he says here. And it's the same with us. All the obstacles to us entering the kingdom have been overcome by Joshua. And as you know, Joshua is another word for Jesus. And yet we fail to believe that. It all seems too difficult. And the ark is also a symbol of Jesus, that he has gone in front of us. He is now immortal. He has been given immortal life, and he is the one whom we follow. So, he goes on, "So choose out 12 men, one from each tribe of Israel. When the priests who are bearing the Ark of Yahweh, the Lord of all the earth, put their feet in the water, the river Jordan will stop flowing, and the water that's coming down will pile up in one place. Now at that time it was the harvest, and at harvest time the river was in full flood. So there are points where you could cross the Jordan when it wasn't harvest time, where you could almost wade across. But now was harvest time, and so all the meltwater, that's the water that had melted from the mountains up to the north, Mount Hermon and all up there, that was all melting. And so therefore the river was really, really wide. So God asked them to cross it at the time when it was most difficult to cross. And sometimes God's like that. He gives us situations in life that appear to be the hardest possible. And you think, why doesn't he make it a bit easier? Why didn't he make them cross it just when it was just a stream that you could walk over? Why does he particularly arrange it and structure it so that they have to cross it when it's in full flood? Well, it was to show them, as these things are to show us, that God is not limited. God doesn't have to make it easy because he can do all things. So when the people left the camp to cross the Jordan River, the priests went ahead of them carrying the ark. And as soon as the priests had put their feet into the river, the water stopped flowing and piled up upstream at Adam, a city that was beside Zarethan. And the flow downstream towards the Dead Sea was totally cut off, and the people were able to cross over near Jericho. While the people walked across on dry ground, the priests carrying the ark stood on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan until all the people had crossed over. Well, the people of Jericho must have been thinking, yeah, our spies can see them on the other side of Jordan, but how on earth are they going to cross? Have they got any boats?
No.
They didn't have any boats. And when this happened, Jericho was really near to the Jordan River. They surely had their spies there. They would have run back to Jericho and said, you know what? Their God dried up the river and they've all crossed and they're now all on our side of the river. They knew that God was with his people. And Rahab, of course, was inside Jericho. And she would have thought, yay, it's all true. What I believed all these years is absolutely true. Faith was being rewarded.